Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Glad you're here. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, here we are. We're going to go around, check in with the room. You may see him with a gold whistle around his neck, and when his Cowboys lose in the playoffs every year, he can be a wreck. Here is producer Eddie.
Hey. Okay, I want to start with an update this morning, see if Amy and Lunchbox have an update, because whenever I have a punishment, like when I had to do stand-up comedy at a coffee shop or whatever, you guys were like, oh, did Eddie do his thing? So I want to know, like, did Lunchbox do his punishment? Has he finished watching NCIS Sydney? Has Amy watched more Saw movies? What's going on?
So you both had punishments, and Lunches wasn't so much a punishment, but just bad luck on the wheel. Mm. But it was a job. He had to watch every episode of NCIS Sydney. Lunchbox, do we have any updates on that?
Yeah, I watched, I thought I was done with it, but I looked at my DVR and there's another episode.
Oh, they keep recreating.
Oh, my
goodness.
I thought
he'd only watched like two multiplying. Of
them. No, Eddie, then you don't pay attention on this show because I've done at least six reviews of the show.
Has he done six?
Yeah.
He's not lying.
Do you have another one that we can do today?
Yeah, we can do another one later today if you want.
Okay, wow, there's your first answer.
Good job, okay.
Thanks for paying attention.
How many Saw movies have you watched?
Yeah, so I've watched 1 through 5 and 10. So I need to do 6, 7, 8, 9.
Why did you skip?
Confusion. I thought it was the next one.
Oh, so it showed the new one. I've done that before.
Realized we were watching 10, which is... It was confusing. Trust me.
You want to review it right now?
I don't know that I remember all the details.
Did you really
prequel?
Watch it?
Yeah.
Amy.
Is it prequel? 10?
Yeah, but this is a long...
Yeah.
Which one's the prequel?
Oh, no. Okay,
you're
just figure
it
out.
Which one's the backstory to the Jigsaw dude? I don't know, Mikey.
Not 10. I just watched 10.
Maybe it's 6.
Okay, just get your notes together.
I'll get my notes. I wasn't prepared to talk about it today, but I do know that I have to do 6, 7, 8, 9, and I guess I know what I'm doing this weekend.
And for a while, too, I thought, like, man, Amy got away like
no, I didn't.
Easy one. No, that's hard.
Oh, 10 movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, I didn't get away with not doing it. I'm going to do it. Trust
right.
me. I
and
have
she's
my...
watched at least 5 Saw movies to this point.
Terrible.
I don't think that was a punishment either, was it? Or did
that,
she get punished?
That was. She was a spoiler.
All right. Okay, moving on. This next person likes to bully Abby about her ability to sing, and he loves to relive his glory days in high school where he was the prom king. Lunchbox!
Man, I'll tell you what, our work sucks.
What?
I don't know who's in charge, who does this, but our work sucks. And they cost me a lot of money, and I found out about it because Morgan texted me the other night. She's like, hey, how come you weren't at Podcasts and Pints? And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? She goes, yeah. Our company held an event with sales and potential clients and clients for everybody that does a podcast. That way you can mingle and maybe get people to advertise on your podcast. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Wasn't invited. I didn't get an email for it, though?
Because that didn't sound like something you would have showed up to.
To make money, I would have closed probably 4 deals with clients. And so that's money taken out of my pocket.
Have you ever closed a deal with a client in a room?
Yeah, a lot of times.
I don't know that that's true. He could be telling the truth. I've never heard of one instance, but.
But what I'm saying is, how am I not even invited to
this? I hear you on that. Like, I'm just saying, too, that you mostly don't go to these things. I'll try not to say always. So I think after a while, they don't invite you because you never come. And I think because you didn't get invited, you're now going, I would have been there.
And I would have made money, and I could have made money for the company. It just seems crazy that they have pints and podcasts. I'm pretty sure I'm on a podcast. I do one called Sore Losers, and it's a podcast, and that they can sell advertising on it. And
we hear you.
You're not going to invite me? It just seems really weird.
Not that I am aware of.
Yeah, I don't think any. I didn't get invited to
I
that.
Didn't either.
So I don't know that'd be hurt. I think he just wanted a reason.
Wait, you guys didn't get invited either?
No, man.
So Morgan got invited?
Does Morgan have a podcast? I guess Best Bits. Bits.
Yeah, and she's got another one working soon.
Yeah, I know that part.
It got sent to Nashville all. So, like, everybody in Nashville got it. So, I guess if you're not on that thread or whatever, then you wouldn't have got it. But
he cost him money. Lunchbox, and how would you like the company to fix this?
I would like to be reimbursed, and then also...
No, reimbursed means you've spent something and they give it back to you.
Okay, well, I'd like to be compensated because I probably would have made about $12,000 off of that deal.
So how much do you want from the company?
I mean, I'll settle for $9,000.
Okay, so make an invoice for $9,000.
Okay.
And at some point today, like, make an invoice and just go and we'll deliver it to our sales guy here.
Or
I don't know. We'll give it to somebody who wears a tie. I don't know who these people are. Yeah. But make an invoice.
Dan.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know where they are. They're in a different building now.
Yeah, I know.
So, okay.
It's just crazy that the biggest podcast in this building and then we weren't even invited. It's just,
you're not the biggest podcast in the building.
I said one of you, Amy, me. I mean.
Okay. I hear you. Make that invoice.
Okay.
Let's see if it gets paid on it. But don't say what it is. Just say podcast revenue.
Okay.
Like, be generic about it. Over to Amy. Her pile of stories may leave you with some new parenting hacks. Or you may learn how yawning is contagious for dogs and her most recent fun fact. It's Amy, everybody. Yes. All right.
Okay, so my kids were out of school. I don't know why earlier this week. Just no school randomly on Tuesday.
That's going to be annoying for parents.
Election. I'm not quite sure because spring break is next week. So I'm like, what are all these days off? So my son wanted to go over to a friend's house and he was asking Sashira because I was at work. And I just thought it was funny because she was like, I'll take you for $5. This house is not very far, but it's not a place he could ride his bike to because of the way the road is. And I thought, wow, look at her hustling her little brother. And there's no way it's $5 worth of gas. So I made her settle on like $2.
The bigger story is, why do kids just not go to school randomly?
No, I do. We have, you know, they have winter break, spring break, summer break.
I don't know.
Fall break.
Christmas break, fall break.
No, but Amy, it was a Tuesday. It was an election day. That's why.
That's why I just set up potentially election. But I didn't know.
He's too busy to make that invoice.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like.
Did they give you a heads up they were going to be out?
Yeah. I mean, we have it on the calendar, but still, it's like, well,
podcast and pints. Kids are going to be out of school.
Another day.
Yeah.
No school.
All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he was bullied when he was young, but now he's having fun. Bobby Bones.
Woo. Thank you very much. Where it go, whistle on my head.
There it is.
Somebody fouls in the room, I blow the whistle. So I want to make a little announcement here that if you have a Roku or you have Roku channel starting this Friday, the 25 Whistle Show, which we're our whistles for, we're going to be on the Roku channel on the DraftKings Network doing our show.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they picked us up for their Roku channel. Basically, I have a Roku. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I like Roku probably better than I do just the general Apple TV. I feel like it's... They don't pay me to say this. I like the Apple TV, too. But Roku is a little easier to use. But yeah, our show will start... Our video show, sports show, will be on starting at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fridays.
That's so cool, dude.
It's on DraftKings Network, Roku channel, Samsung TV, Zumo, on smart TVs. Just search for the DraftKings Network.
Oh, so I can find you because I got a Samsung.
Yeah. It's one of the apps on there.
We're blowing up. Can't hold us back.
Can't wait.
Except we didn't get invited to podcasts and pints either.
No. That sounds awesome, dude. I want a pint and talk about podcasts and make money.
I feel like I should invoice them for my time on this show to hear Lunchbox complain.
Yeah. Yes.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I recently went to see my favorite country artist in concert. It was a great show. Unfortunately, money was tight, so I couldn't spring for the meet and greet. But I made friends with some other fans at the show, and they told me the artist is known for going to local bars and hanging out after shows. So we made a plan to scope out, and we went. We found the bar.
We were very nice about it. We said, hey, we're huge fans. We were at the show. But I was let down when I asked if they could sign the merch I'd bought from the show, and they said no autographs. And then when I asked for a selfie, they said, sorry, no selfies either. I'm still very disappointed. It was a small group of us. I don't think we'd cause everyone in the bar to ask for autographs and selfies, but maybe they just didn't want to be bothered. How would you have handled this situation? And would it stop you from being a fan? Signed, disappointed country fan club member. First, I'll say this is not common. I think pretty much anybody you go up to, if you see them and they're not with their kids, and they're not eating right at the dinner table or like at a restaurant, whatever the case is, they're going to sign your stuff and they're going to take a picture. So this is not a common thing. There are some real DBs that act like this even some of the time. Even the big DBs that I know, though, that act like this don't even always act like this. Yeah, I would think of them a little different. I've had really bad experiences with people, like in interview situations. I think of them different. That's the human part of it, right? Did they owe you an autograph? Nope. Did they owe you a selfie? Nope. Would it have been cool? Yeah. Would it have been awesome because you just spent money to go to their show? Absolutely. So you have every right to think and not support them in the future.
Yeah, what artist was it?
It doesn't say. No, it doesn't say. I mean, there are a couple that I know that act like this some, but they have every right to say no. Rarely does it happen where they say no. They really shouldn't say no because you're not at a place. You're in a public place. And if you're a public figure in a public place, public things happen to you. But I just would not support them anymore if it bothers you.
What if they were having it just an off night?
Right. They definitely could have, but how hard is it to take a selfie?
Well, maybe
it's not like, hey, will you talk to my cousin on FaceTime?
Oh, that happens.
But maybe
a lot,
they're not supposed to be there. Maybe they told someone, like, I'm not going to go to a bar tonight.
That's the problem. Then you can go get somewhere private. If you're a public person in a public place, public things are going to happen to you. Now, you can also be a public jerk, but then this is going to happen where people go, this person's a public jerk.
But just turning it down is being a jerk.
No. But it isn't. When you can do it in 3 seconds.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's pretty easy to take a picture, but...
Yeah. If we played, just a guess who it was.
And...
Who would you say?
No, I'm not doing that. And I think another reason would be if you do that and then everybody says, oh, there's a celebrity now, let's all get a picture. That definitely could be something.
Yeah.
A reason if someone's like, hey, I'm just trying to hang out without everybody knowing. But if, as this emailer said, if that's not the case, small group, not a lot of people, I really don't see how hard it is if you're out at a bar to just sign and take a selfie. They could have been hiding from their wife. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. We don't know.
But yes, we can't make
it.
We don't know. I don't like it. But they do have the right to be a jerk, and you have the right to not support them. So there you go. How would I have handled the situation? Nothing. I'd have been like, okay, cool. He didn't want to sign it. Then I'll do a TikTok about him, and then I'll never support him again.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. All right, close it up.
We got your email, and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag here.
Read a story the other day about a new country artist, and he's like, my mentor is this person. And I know the person that this artist that was their mentor, and I text him, I was like, oh, is this person good? And he goes, I don't know who that is. I said, wait, no, they say you're, I don't.
So does the person just look up to that person?
May have met him once. Well, no, the whole story.
They made it up?
The whole story was, that's this person's mentor. We talked about this. I've never had a mentor growing up. Eddie's my music mentor now.
Yeah. And you're my mentor, right. My career mentor.
Because a mentor, it's not, I started to think, was the person
it's
confused?
Not a hero.
Or was the person confused about what a mentor does?
No, because it was like, when I call them and ask them.
Oh, wow. That detailed.
And my friend was like, I don't know what this is.
So, no way.
That's crazy.
Can we just say someone's our mentor and act like we're, guys, David Letterman's our mentor. Sometimes I just get lonely and I'm like, I'm lost at what I'm doing and I call him up.
No, we can't say that.
We can't do it. Oh, that's
you could
crazy.
Say you look up to him.
No, that's a hero.
Okay, no. No, you look up to, you learn a lot from him, you study him.
No, but I want
to
be like, that's my mentor, man. When times get tough, I give old Dave a call.
Well, maybe you do call him, but is he talking back?
He never answers.
I know, he never. You just lie if you want. Who is your fake mentor, Eddie?
My fake mentor would probably be Bob Dylan.
Okay, is he nice?
Oh, dude, he's great. I call him, he never answers, but.
What time do you try to call him?
Every day at 7 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah, because I figure he's just like wrapping up with dinner.
Who's your fake mentor, Lunchbox?
Ooh, my fake mentor is probably Eminem.
Yeah.
That's a good one, dude.
How is he? Like, just to deal with, like, dude, when times are down.
I mean, he really is good at motivation. Like, he gives it to you straight. He doesn't, you know, patty cake you and be like, oh, it's going to be okay. He tells you, you got to work hard. You got to ignore the hate. You got to ignore everybody, you know, saying you're not going to make it and just do it. I mean, he's great. And
awesome.
What's great? He answers at all time of the night. You call him 2 a.m., answers the phone.
Love it. Mm. Amy, you have a fake mentor?
I have two, actually. We're all in a group text together, and it's Robin Roberts and Reese Witherspoon. Uh-huh. And they're always, like, sending me videos.
That's fun. That's fun. That's fun.
And, you know, like, Robin's more of, like, the media side of things, and then Reese, the acting.
J-Dog.
Who?
Jesus. He'll message me sometime.
Oh, that's cool, man.
He'll be like, do you wonder what I'm doing? Do what I do. And I'm like, what would you do?
Here's a bracelet.
I just thought it was weird that country was like, this is my mentor. That's not true. We can say whatever you want.
That's bizarre.
Can I get in that group text?
That'd be a fun one. I can add you.
That'd be awesome.
No problem. Yeah. You learn a lot.
I do want to go over and...
We're going to do a retreat.
Wow. Yeah. Where are you going?
One of Reese's places.
One of the many.
Yeah. Lunchbox is going to review another episode of CSI Sydney.
Yes.
He spun the wheel. Lost. Now he has to watch every single episode of the show, which you don't think the show's good, right?
No, the show's terrible, man. Like, and I keep waiting for it to get better, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be the episode. And I thought I was done with it, and then on the DVR, there it is, Bunker Down. So I'm like, all right, let me bunker down and watch this piece of crap.
That's the name of the episode. And how long are they without commercials if they're DVR'd?
48? Yeah, 43, 48 minutes, whatever. Fast forward through the commercials. And so this one is... They're all getting ready to go to a gala, like some scientist is debuting their new technology, and they have these special medallion invites. They're all dressed to the nines, and as they're about to walk out over at the hotel, the maid found someone dead, you know what I mean, in the bathroom.
Classic dead person in the bathroom.
So they get the call, and they have to decide who's going to go to the ball still and who's going to go, and so they send the guys in to investigate the murder. And the women are going to go in their gowns to the bunker. And the only problem is, you don't know where this bunker is. It's all secret. You have to put blindfolds on. They pick you up in a car, and you don't even know where you are. And you get down there, and they lock the door, and it says, we have 2 hours of oxygen left. But with my new technology, don't worry.
I can't take much more of this.
No.
I was all in.
You are listening.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then what?
Okay.
Oh, dude. Sorry. And so then they're like trying to figure it out. And the guy that's dead in the bathroom... Someone has stole his medallion. He was supposed to be at the little gala. Oh, my gosh. So the killer is at the ball.
This one sounds... Okay, God, now I'm back crazy. In. This one kind of does sound good, this episode. Did you like this episode?
No, it was terrible. It was so stupid. Because it's like, oh, my gosh, we're not going to be able to notify them because they're down in a bunker and everything, the cell service is jammed and no one knows where they are. So they search.
Don't spoil it. I think you're giving too much.
He's giving the whole thing.
I think you're giving too much.
Guys, I don't care. Who cares if we spoil this? No one's watching this crap.
There may be listeners that watch the show. It's a very highly rated show. We just wanted to originally watch a whole season of CSI to see why it was so highly rated. And the answer is Lunchbox. Oh, what is it? It's NCIS?
Yeah. Whatever.
I have CSI Sydney.
I don't know the name of it.
Lunchbox wrote to me it was CSI Sydney.
But guys, this happens every time.
But he literally said...
I know. This exact thing, it's deja vu right now.
Yeah, we've done this before.
I want to read you the text.
Yeah.
I have it ready. CSI Sydney, bunker down.
He doesn't even know the name.
No, he's on the show he's watching.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you how stupid it is?
You have told us.
You've already told us.
No, there's one part.
Eight times.
There's one part where they're trying to break into a door, like a locked door that's been crusted over and rusted over, and they go and they get a bottle opener from the bartender, and they're able to, with that bottle opener, bust open this door. Like, you think a bottle opener is that strong? So stupid. And they get a nail
file. That's the part that makes you so mad?
The bottle opener?
I hear you.
The whole thing is so stupid.
You think they go into like these meetings and they're just like, no, that's too good. Give me something dumber.
Yes.
Great point.
like bottle opener. Perfect, Bill. That's great. Write that down.
Silly putty. You know what? Keep that for episode 8. Are there any more coming out, Lunchbox?
I don't know. I hope not. Actually, there has to be because it said to be continued.
There's one left.
You got a to be continued episode?
Yes.
You got Blonde Ambition as the last episode.
Are they still in the bunker? Don't say it.
I can't tell you, but would you like to hear my wife's review?
Yeah, you have audio?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we skipped it because it sounded like crap and it would not translate.
Got it.
It's like driving down the road, you hear potholes hitting and she's like in the back seat.
That's, by the way, everybody, that's Scuba that jumped in. Mm-hmm. We were waiting for the audio to play and that's Scuba going, no, we don't have it.
I know they did.
Why didn't you jump in that? That's how bad it was. I mean, it was probably better than the show, though.
It's as bad as this segment.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lunchbox. One more to go.
All right. Bunker down, folks.
But it's, again, tell me, write it down for me that it's NCIS. I keep saying CSI because he wrote that for me.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So there's a guy in East Texas named Ken Chin, and his daughter was in the hospital a few years ago, and there were a bunch of kids in that hospital, and he realized that there were no musical instruments in there, and he loves to play guitar. So he donated some guitars to some kids, and they were like, this is awesome. And they started a whole music therapy program there at the hospital, and he says, why don't I just do this from now on? So now he's got an organization where he collects guitars and he donates them to people, and recently he just donated 12 guitars to the students at Johnston McQueen Elementary in East Texas. That's freaking awesome because I love guitar.
It's really cool. You know, I worked with musicians on call for years and was on the board, but we would go to hospitals and play music. And you would, and I was in the hospital a lot as a kid, but you would see people that were just in the same bed. That's what they do. They're there for days.
Yeah.
The only people they see mostly are people coming in that either are looking to fix them, their doctors or nurses, or people coming in to give support and sympathy. And so we would go in and you would just see, depending on the age, if we had somebody like over 80, we learned songs from like the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, oldies.
Oh, you catered to their
genre. Yeah, we tried to. Yeah, Taylor Swift were pretty universal though for like young kids. It wasn't like we could just do any song like at a bar where a guy's like, $20, I'll play whatever, a piano bar. But it really would change their outlook. And the fact that they have this program in the hospital is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And that he's helping.
And the way I learned how to play guitar was when I was just bored for hours and hours and hours. So if you have someone just sitting, laying in a bed, and like you give them a guitar, like, okay, this is cool. And these students, now we're going to have rock and rollers in the future.
That's it.
This is cool.
We have rock and roll will come back.
Yeah.
Because of this. All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kane Brown.
There's a question Eddie's been wanting to ask. Like, Kane, I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff, because right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
like the last three times you've been here.
Yeah.
So let's not forget it.
Go ahead. And I had it during Christmas because like when I'm a huge Elvis fan. And when I search Elvis, the first song on top is you and Elvis.
Really?
Doing Blue Christmas. Like, that is the featured song. Not Hound Dog, not Suspicious Minds. It's Blue Christmas with Kane Brown and Elvis Presley.
What was he like?
It was amazing.
But I'm always wondering, like, how did that happen? Like, how did all that come together?
Well, dude, they've been begging me to do a Christmas song for the longest, and I'm not a big Christmas music fan. But the song that I've always, like, warmed up with or just practiced, like, if we were on stage, was Blue Christmas. So it only made sense for me to do that song, and we did it. 2 years ago, I think now. And it did really well for us. So then Elvis's team came back and said they saw a lot of Elvis in me. And they were just saying that they were going to throw his vocal on it. So whenever I heard it, I started freaking out. I was like, this is amazing.
So you sang it, but there was no Elvis vocal. They just put all that on there later.
Yeah, they used the recorded version that I did 2 years ago and just added his vocal on it.
That's pretty cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
He's been waiting for that question. Every time you leave, he goes, I didn't ask about Elvis. Every time.
I think it's amazing because I love Elvis and I love you, dude. It's awesome.
Oh, thanks, bro. I did see, speaking of Christmas, you had posted an Instagram story. Did you buy like a race car thing in your house? Like a driving video game?
Yeah, I bought two racing simulators.
So that's not a video game. It's a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Like Gran Torino?
Gran Turismo?
Yeah. Whatever.
It was close.
But like that?
Yeah. But I think that so you watched the movie?
Yeah.
I think the guy, so Red Bull brought me one. Love y'all, Red Bull. I'm not about to crap on y'all, but they brought me one that's basically like from Best Buy. So it's just a TV, so it doesn't move. The wheel will move and everything. But my buddy runs a company in town called Podium One that they just opened. And so it's an actual Porsche seat, and then they have it on hydraulics. And then the wheel, you can turn up the torque and everything. So, like, if you if you're spinning out and you hit a wall or something, it's got so much power, like, it kills you. It can break your finger.
It kills
what?
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
I don't want that game.
No, it's fun. Like,
it's like playing Call of Duty. It's like, no, man. If you're in the wrong spot, you get shot. It's right in the thigh.
I tell everybody, if you're going to wreck and you're not experienced with cars, just let go of the wheel. And then when they let go, it just takes off.
Does that make you want to race for real?
Well, I always drag race anyway. I go to the drag strip and stuff and race.
But I mean, like, drag racing. I mean, not even drag. Like, get on a track and race against other people.
Oh, yeah.
You do that?
No. So my friends do. I've never actually... I've been to a track one time out in Phoenix, and it was one of the best things I've ever done. But one day I do want to do it.
What night, mostly, are you guys playing ball at your house?
Wednesdays? Wednesdays, yeah. Mondays, or Sundays.
Yeah.
Wednesdays, Tuesdays, Thursdays,
well,
Saturdays.
I'll get a text on Wednesday going, hey, come play ball. And I'm like, I have to work at 5 in the morning. And they're like, well, can't do it on Fridays. He's on the road.
Yeah.
Saturdays, he's on the road. And then everybody's like, his gym's like a collegiate gym.
We do it Sunday mornings. I'm trying to get you out there. There's got to be one day we can make it work.
Yeah, I could do a Sunday morning, but the only time I ever get invited is like Gator hit me up and go like, we need another player. Come over on Wednesday night. But you guys play like 9 p.m. Until when?
I think we usually play at 8, and then it'll go to like 10.
Are you the best player at your games?
Dude, I'm getting old. My hip flexors are not working, man.
You're not getting old. Are you the best player in your games?
No. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that's just talented. It'll blow your mind.
Who is good that we wouldn't think would be a good basketball player that we would know?
That you would know?
Yeah, like an artist, or does any other artist show up and play out there?
Not really. I would say the best artist that I've played with would probably be like Matt Stowe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
but we would assume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took it to Matt, though, pretty recently.
You what?
I took it to him.
You took it to him?
Yeah.
How?
But we played Pig, right?
No, this is like 3 years ago, the one I beat him. Played Knockout. Yeah, Matt played college basketball.
Yeah.
Do you still do any of the basketball stuff where it's like NBA All-Star, you know, celebrity games?
No, but it came up on my Instagram with who was playing this year, and I got really jealous. I really want to meet Kai Senta.
Do you have good relationships from those games? Like, do you meet people and you play together so then you become friends after?
You know me, man. I don't really talk.
That's true. Well, you do once you know the person.
Yeah. I mean, like, during the game, me and Megatron, Calvin Johnson, we became good friends there. But then after that, I didn't contact him.
Kane Brown's here. I'm going to play I Can Feel It. How do you feel about, because this song kind of flew up. I mean, it did probably what your expectations were. I don't know what your expectations were.
I don't really have expectations. I just love the song. I thought it was a, you know, it's an iconic song, and then, you know, it's so powerful. I've been trying to look for just songs that were quick for radio, and I haven't even got to play it live yet. I only played it for that New Year's Eve thing. That's the only time I played it.
Why haven't you played it live? No shows yet?
Yeah, and any shows.
Go!
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kane Brown.
I was looking at some of your dates. When you go over to the UK, what are those crowds like? Is it like you're starting over with a new fan base, or you have a pretty solid fan base over there anyway? They just sing with a different accent.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's not crazy, but... yeah, it's almost like starting over, but they're just so rabid.
Like, bloody bear meat in Georgia.
I don't know. I think they have, it's like when they sing my songs, it's more of an American accent, I would say.
Yeah, probably. I also can't hear accents when people sing for the most part. Yeah. Sometimes Spice Girls, I can hear an accent, but mostly if someone's British, you don't really hear their accent, or you don't really hear your accent.
Yeah.
Do you think you have an accent?
Everybody tells me that I sound Southern, and then there's other people that tell me I don't have an accent at all.
Yeah, I would say you sound Southern. You ever go home, like back to where you're from here in Tennessee, and like I know you did that one show, but do you ever just go back and like see old people that made a difference to you back then?
I try to. It's less now that I have babies. But before I used to go all the time, and then now my family will just come up here for like Easter or something.
Is Chattanooga what you would call home, or is it a small town?
So I call home Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, but after my freshman year of high school, I moved to Hickson, which all that area is basically, I call it Chattanooga.
Do you ever go back? Because what's weird for me when I go back to Mountain Pine, which Mountain Pine's like outside of Hot Springs, which is outside of Little Rock, right? Because they're just small. And like the places that like you lived or maybe aren't even there anymore, and it's just weird.
I forget like how to get places. I've lived there my whole life, and I'm like, where? How do I get to the mall?
Can you get places in town without a GPS here?
Yeah,
I can't. I can get nowhere.
Well, I mean, it depends where I'm going, but I never leave my house, and if I do, I'm normally going to a place I've already been before.
Are you now? Because I know you've been spending a bunch of time in Florida. Is that because when it gets cold, you don't want to be where it's cold?
We kind of lucked out because we are not lucked out. We're unlucky because we bought a place where it's still cold when it's cold here.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't suck. That's awesome that you got a place. But I mean, you know, cold weather. I hate cold weather.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, it was 40 here last night, and it was 70 down there, but the wind was blowing. So
when you make a list like the most influential people, which is what happened with the Time 100 most influential people list, and you show up on that thing, how do you feel about that, and what do you think that you're influencing?
Man, I'm weird. So for me, it's like, that's awesome. And it's cool that I am influencing, you know, kids, and I hope that it's a good influence. But other than that, there's another part of me that's just so laid back. It's like, oh, I don't know who made the list. Maybe just somebody just liked me and put me on the list.
Well,
I don't know.
So what would you want kids that watch you on social media or know your story, like what are you proud of about you that you would want them to take from you?
I just try to show people to be respectful. You know, I like, you know, doing music that everybody can listen to, and there's not a curse word here, like every other word. And, you know, just give back and help people as much as you can.
Having a baby boy?
I am.
Pretty cool.
It's sick. I'm scared for three. It was God's plan. Kate got me neutered already.
Oh, you got a vasectomy?
Yeah. Dude, that's the craziest story.
Wait, she got you at. So you said it was God's plan. So was she before the boy or after the boy?
After okay. We found out she was, it was so wild because, it was my birthday, and I'm just telling you two different stories real quick. It was my birthday. We got on a private plane to go golf. So I went and played Jordan's course and a couple other courses. And I get a phone call that my house is on fire as I'm taking off.
You're going to play Michael Jordan's course, and as you're going, it's awesome. You get told your house is on fire, which is not awesome.
Yeah. So that's how my birthday trip started. and so we're landing, we find out everything's fine. It was just like the heat. We turned on the heat, and it started smoking. So then this time, I'm going down to golf again. We get on the plane as I'm taking off. I hear Kate say, I think I'm pregnant. And then it cuts out. And so on the whole flight down, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, what's going on? So I was like, I'm hoping she's wrong. So she lands, and then she's pregnant. And then I was like, I'm never flying private again.
Every time you get on a plane, it's bad news.
Yeah. But then we found out it was a boy, and it was like, okay, it was God's plan. We had two girls. We weren't trying this time. My game, if you know what I'm talking about, strong.
Yeah, we got you. What's up? Do a lot of y'all feel that way in here? Yeah, 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 of course. And yeah, turns out it was a boy.
So I was like, okay, it was God's plan. So,
but what about, you said she gave you the vasectomy or something like that. I know she didn't do it herself.
Oh, she was telling me, you got to go get it.
Got it.
Go get it. And every time she would say that or was telling somebody the story, dude, my stomach, I just get sick. I was like, I can't do it.
Hurt?
It didn't hurt. Oh, God, I want to tell you the story so bad because it's so funny.
Give it up.
Just imagine, have you got it done? Any got it done in here?
Every Wednesday.
Just scuba, right?
Yeah, scuba, he got his done, but then the doctor's like, don't have intimate relations with your wife, but he did it like right when he got home, and he was in pain for months.
What an
He's
idiot.
Like he couldn't even wait.
Yeah, it's a euphoric moment. I don't know if you felt that when you get home, you're like, man, I'm just so proud of what I did, and she's proud of me. Let's do it.
But then he was hurt. He was hurt for like three weeks.
So for me, dude, it was so weird. I mean, they gave me gas or whatever, but I'm laying on my back and I have a nurse over me and a doctor, and they're just talking about their day, and I'm just laying on this table, and I'm like...
So you're aware, but you're just out of it? Do you think they're like...
Oh, I'm not out of it at all. I'm just, you know, sky
happy,
high.
Happy.
And they're just having their conversation about their day and all this stuff, and you're just on the table, you know, spread eagle. It was wild.
Oh, wow.
And then he said a joke about a guy coming in with three...
Testicles?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, well, you can't tell me this while I'm hiring. I was like, are you serious? And he's like, oh, yeah. And I'm like, okay.
There's no way that's a true story, though.
He played it off like it was.
There's no way. Everything seems to be going pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah.
You're pretty happy right now?
Great, yeah.
Yeah. Good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see y'all.
It just, when it's warmer, we see you more. I see you more. Mm-hmm. There's like stuff to do outside, like golf, hang out. So I'm ready for it to get a little warmer myself around here.
I can't wait.
Congratulations on the third child's coming up. Pretty cool. You got your boy. Congrats on I Can Feel It. And Kane's going out. It's six stadium shows, by the way. The In the Air Tour. KaneBrownMusic.com starts March 8th. And so that's today. It's today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in London tonight. Holy crap. How's he going to get there so fast?
Oh, my. You got to go.
Yeah, dude. How are you going to get to? and then it shows all the way up until September. Go to KaneBrownMusic.com. Congratulations, man. Really cool. And always love seeing you.
Thanks. Good to see y'all, man.
Here's a voicemail from last night.
Good morning, studio. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just received an offer letter to become my dream job of becoming a firefighter. Only downside is that it's in a different city, 3 hours away, and I'd be going all by myself. And worst of all, it starts in 8 days. And I was just wondering what the studio thinks about taking their dream job and how much time is not enough time. I appreciate your help and anything y'all can provide. Have a good one.
In his description of his life, he never mentioned he was having to leave behind anybody. Go. Don't stop. I've done it. Lived in Little Rock and love Arkansas, but knew to move up, I got to go. And so Austin, Texas called me. I was 21 years old. Hey, can you start? Yeah. When? Monday? It's like Thursday. Okay. Yeah, I was scared to death. But packed up my crap, put on a trailer, my friend Courtney. We drove down in a snowstorm. It took us like 26 hours for like a 7-hour trip. Lost half the luggage on the way, half the stuff. Because it was on a trailer. But it was the best thing I ever did. Was I scared? Yes. Was I wondering if it was the wrong decision? Yes. Was I nervous? It wasn't going to work out? Yes. Did I know anybody? No. Greatest thing I ever did. The worst thing that can happen is you go, it doesn't work out.
You come back.
Yeah, no, you come back. And the best thing is it changes your life because you're pursuing a passion that you love. Don't let fears... their selfish fears get in the way of you achieving your dream or chasing your goals. Now, there are family issues. If your kids can't move, those are real things. But if it's just about you, suck it up and go. Go. You should already be moving right now.
From when I started this talk, you should have your crap packed and you should be going. So, yeah, go get it. I've done it. It sucks, but it's awesome. It's like working out. I hate working out. I hate exercise. But at the end, I'm like, all right, feel
glad
pretty
I
good.
Did that.
Yeah, glad I did that. All right, here we go. Give me voicemail number 4.
What did the fish say when he ran into a concrete wall? Damn. Have a good time. I love you guys. Let's show.
Thanks, buddy. I feel like if we let your mom know you left that joke, you might get in trouble.
No, no, no. He's talking about a water dam.
Good point.
Yeah, DAM, man.
I feel like it was a double. Man, two waves. Double. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
There's a new viral trend, and it is putting diaper cream on your face.
Oh.
I would imagine it's a story because it's something you put on a baby's butt more than what's actually in it, because it's probably good for your skin in general wherever you put it. But because it's like, oh, we put on a baby's butt. Like, it's kind of funny.
Like the hemorrhoid cream I was putting under my eyes.
Yeah. And what that does, like Preparation H, well, Eddie, it's not used by somebody first.
Well, I've never heard of that.
Oh, well, I've talked about it on the
show. That's normally for your bottom.
Yes, yeah. For
it's
hemorrhoids.
For like your in bottom.
Inside the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but it tightens skin. And so it could probably be marketed even as, like, it could be Preparation I. EYE, but I, put under your eyes. Mm-hmm. It'd be weird. But that's baby butt cream. What's that for?
Well, so Dr. Shireen Idris, she claims that it makes her face supple and beautiful. Another doctor warns, though, it could cause irritation and acne. So just beware.
Oh, boy.
If anyone claims that something makes them supple and beautiful, that's a weird thing to claim. You should always claim it makes somebody else supple and beautiful, not yourself, because it opens you up to so much criticism. Like, you might be supple, but you definitely are beautiful. You know what I mean? I haven't seen her.
What's supple?
I would say supple is like full. Supple is
hydrating. Like, you know, when you're more hydrated, you look healthier.
Okay.
And like,
okay.
Think of you after Thanksgiving meal one before you go back.
Oh,
that's supple. After the second meal, it's extra supple.
Yeah, that's too full.
Yeah,
that's overly full. Yes,
yes. It also will help combat dry and dull skin. So test it out if you want to. Okay, this just stuck out to me as interesting because a quarter of people consider scrolling through social media a hobby.
Oh, that's interesting. I consider it a necessity. We need a roof over our head, water, food, and social media.
Huh.
So I get it. But if someone said, what's your hobbies? And you said scrolling through social
that's
media.
That's so bad.
Like,
man,
like, I know I'm underdeveloped in some areas, but you need some work.
That's what was confusing to me. And I was like, is that really where we're going? Like, now it's 25%, but then in 5 years from now, it's going to be like 50% of people.
And I'm sure everybody does it, but to label it as a hobby, that's like, what are your hobbies? Well, I enjoy having a good drink of water.
But what's your hobby? It's what you do in your spare time. And if you're scrolling in your spare time, it's your hobby.
But sometimes we're doing it in not our spare time.
Yeah. Oh, always? Just
yeah, we always get to scroll in. Yeah, there's people at work that don't have spare time that are scrolling through social media. That's a weird hobby. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Dolly Parton shared her first crush. She was a teenager at the time, and he was a country superstar.
Ooh. Beethoven.
Ooh.
No,
country superstar.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. You know, guesses?
Not Porter Wagner, because that would be weird.
Conway Twitty?
Will we know his name?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I only guessed that. I just played poker there. I didn't know it was Johnny Cash, but I watched Howard. She said definitely. And I figured I'd be a top three country artist of all time.
Yeah.
So she was once asked about it. Johnny knew. And here's the thing about
it. Very nice.
And that's when I first realized what sex appeal was. I was 13 years old. It was like, oh. Little did I know he'd be the first person to introduce me.
What did you say to Johnny Cash when you first met him?
I didn't say anything. My mouth just flew open. Well, first I had seen him on stage and I had all these feelings, which now I know is just being a sex appeal or something. I don't know if that's exactly the word. That's what I was.
You have any comment on that?
I really appreciate that. That was nice.
That's funny. Sometimes Beethoven was a pretty good looking dude, though.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I feel like...
But those are all paintings, right?
Yeah. I'm guessing. But, like, when I was a kid, I thought Marsha Brady. I had a crush on Marsha Brady, but there's no way I could have actually, as a kid, gone on a date with Marsha Brady, because one, I didn't go on dates as a kid, and then two, she's from the 70s.
Right.
But Beethoven? I don't know. Maybe Mozart was better looking than Beethoven.
Yeah, I don't even know what they look like.
Beethoven was deaf.
Yeah, I need to Google what he looks like.
And they wore cool clothes.
Yeah, that's the ruffles right here, you know, like over their necks.
That was legit.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Last week, a dude walked into the Jug Saloon in Jacksonville, Florida, had a thing of gasoline and starts pouring it all over the floor and says, I'm going to burn this bar down. And some customer is sitting there having a beer, said, not on my watch. Boom! Tackles the dude and holds him down so he can't light the place on fire.
What would you have done in that situation, Lunchbox?
Oh, I'd have taken him down, just like I almost took down the old man on the airplane. That was
are we bringing this up every time now?
Every other week.
But you also weren't going to take down the
old man. No, I was getting my phone out. I was going to say, hey, record this, because he was getting a little testy with the flight attendant. I was about to have to take him down and duct tape him to the seat. But luckily,
we were all with you.
But luckily, he saw the look in my eyes, and he saw the surprise, and he sat down.
What?
You guys, I don't know if you know. Do you guys remember George Burns by any chance?
Yeah, the old man with the cigar?
Yeah, or Mr. Burns from The Simpsons?
That's who I know.
Okay, both those. Yes, that's who the guy looked like. And Lunchbox is bragging about taking him down. And he wasn't even that testy. He needed help with getting his bag up there because he was older. And he goes, here, record this. And then he never did anything.
Okay.
I do like the story. I don't want to lose what we did here. This guy took down somebody trying to burn the bar down at Jug's.
But the Jug Saloon is from Lynyrd Skynyrd's song, Gimme Three Steps, if you don't know that song.
Hold on. Gimme Three Steps. No. Isn't it too? Wait. Hold on. I was a cutting a rug down at a place called The Jug with a girl named Linda Lou.
Oh, there we go.
And in walked a man with a gun in his hand, and he was looking for you know who. I said, hey there, fella, with your hair color. Hold on. You got it. So won't you give me two? Is it three or
is
two
it
steps?
Three steps, man.
Is it three?
Three steps.
Man, I only needed two, I guess.
Wow. And what's crazy?
Give me 3 steps, mister. Give me 3 steps towards the door.
So, Lunchbox, this is where he was with Lindy Lou?
Yeah, this is where he was with Lindy Lou. And what's crazy is the guy that was going to burn the bar down was a regular there.
Yeah.
Something must have happened. Lindy must have done him wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Lunchbox. This whole thing turned weird, but it's still, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much. Because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.